This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. The equinox marks the official transition to fall, but it hasn't really felt like it so far, Rick. What are the primary factors driving conditions as we move into the season?
The oceans all around Alaska are much warmer than normal, as they have been. Sea ice is very, very far away from Alaska. Very warm temperatures in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas, and it's going to take quite a while to work that heat out and start to form sea ice. So we've got two big thumbs on the scale for warmer than average conditions this fall. And then the atmosphere will, of course, make its contribution. Right now, there is a tilt towards lower than average pressure in the Bering Sea, and that would allow the storm track to be through the Bering Sea, allowing for southerly winds on average overall across most of mainland Alaska.
What about the fall precipitation outlook?
Southerly winds, of course, will blow across the coastal ranges, the Alaska Range, and so overall, that could be a dry pattern, but of course, with precipitation, only takes one or two storms to bring us a significant fraction of our rain or snow.
And does the warmer sea surface temperature presumption of more moisture in the atmosphere, does that hold as we progress into the colder seasons?
Warmer than average ocean temperatures mean more evaporation from the ocean surface. So when we have storms come along that can tap into that, there's a potential for more precipitation, but you have to have storms come along to be able to squeeze that out.
And that's a familiar unknown. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.